I'll grow a thick mustache.
Every time I shave, I get it down to the mustache. I'm like, should I do it?
Dude, it's in right now.
I don't like people have mustache backs.
Girls love it.
Do they?
What position? Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You deserve a rock mustache.
Guarantee you.
I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. You've been getting a lot of pussy lately.
I got my ass kicked. It sucked.
Yeah, I got beat up till I was probably about six.
Yeah, dude.
Cody only punched me in the face once. Like, he actually punched me in the face.
Really?
Got me good, dude. He slugged me.
Tyler's punched me in the face before. Really? That was like back in the day. I was like probably eight or nine. And that was a good one. I hit him right back.
Yeah, dude, I'll never forget that day. Me and Cody were just, like, fucking around. We always used to do, like, submission battles to each other, try different moves on each other and see who could make each other tap more. And you got, like, 10 seconds to make the other person tap. And one time he had me in the crippled crossface, you know? And I tapped, and he wouldn't let go. So I got up, and I fucking punched him in the arm, and he didn't even hesitate. He just caught me clean. I cried. He caught me good, dude.
Did you drop or did you just
No,
take
I
it?
Took it, but I was like, no.
Like, no way.
I just couldn't sleep last night, dude. I was up till like 4:30 watching Hulu. I literally just laid there until like 7:30 in the morning. Slept till like 1.
Gross.
I'd be having nights like that sometimes at school, where I'm just like literally sitting there just like, man, I cannot fall asleep. Or I'll be working on something.
Are your neighbors loud in your...
Oh, yeah. Like, and it's right, it's like my bed, like where my head is right on the other side of the wall. And they're always constantly just like going crazy with music and shit. And
you hear them fucking yet?
Oh yeah, actually, it was the first time this past week. I hadn't heard it at all, and I was like, alright, at least they're not fucking. But then it happened this past week. I heard it was like 3 in the morning, and I was still up for whatever fucking reason. And and I'm like, no fuck. I'm like, come on, dude. I already can't fall asleep, but now I'm just even further away from falling asleep.
I wonder what these people look like.
Right? You just hear them.
Oh, okay. It's kind of fire. Takes you down to the station and writes me a citation.
Dude, I'm fire.
I'm fire.
All right, folks. Back for another one. It's Saturday, February 1st. And you could call this the greatest episode of all time for us. It is our Walter Payton episode, but also, more recently, our Kobe episode. Boys.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Kobe feel? Bean.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Man.
R.I.P.
We get into legend. That right now?
Let's save it for the end. I don't want to get sad.
We started off with that, but we'll save that for the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Best for last.
Keep listening all the way through to get our thoughts on the tragic ending of a GOAT.
Well,
true legend.
We have a true all-star snub to lead off the show.
Mm. To keep with the tragic news.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Pelly, take it away. I know how strongly you feel about this.
Well, I'd just like to read off some numbers here. Just bear with me for a second. 26, 35, 20, 32, 43, 25, 30, 30, 23, 42, 24, 25, 21, 44, 23, 20, 22. That was Zach LaVine's month of January.
Incredible.
And this dude...
Snubbed.
And the thing was, he didn't just get snubbed. I started seeing lists of snubs, and he wasn't even on the list of snubs. This dude got double snubbed. The disrespect is unreal.
Lists stink in Chicago. It's written in stone, man. It's done.
I mean, with everything that's happened to the Bulls right now, everybody's getting hurt right now.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, it's a fucking dumpster fire.
I mean, 13 seconds into the game for Chris Dunn the other night, whatever that was. But still, 13 seconds into the game, guys out just for what? Probably 6 games now?
Yeah, we'll
see. Something like that.
I'm not even sure. I think they're going to do an MRI in his knee. I hope it's nothing crazy. Because, dude, Chris Dunn's literally been one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah.
And he was about to guard Kyrie. And then as soon as he went down, I texted the group and I said, well, Kyrie's about to have a day. And what did Kyrie do? 54.
Missed like what, 4 shots?
4 shots.
Yeah.
I told like 3 or 4 guys at work in the second quarter because we were watching the game and I was like, Kyrie's hitting 50 tonight, easy. And they're like, no, not yet, not yet. I'm like, look at who's guarding him. They got Ryan Archinagakino.
Whoa, no Archie slander, man.
No, that's my guy. Him and Satoransky, but they can't handle Kyrie.
That's the thing. I started watching that game after I got back from my drive. I listened to the first half, and I got back, and I watched the second half. And, dude, oh, man, they could not keep up with him.
He was dominant,
Was every single time Kyrie touched the ball, you knew it was going to be a bucket. And, like, literally, it wasn't even close. There wasn't a hand in his face.
It was easy.
He was beating those dudes over and over again.
And you could tell the Bulls were, like, panicking. They kept switching. Zach LaVine would come up on him. He'd get fucking crossed up, you know, in the sauce. Archinagakino, come up. He'd come up, same thing, cross his ankles up. Satoransky's running up to him like a crazy guy, fucking with two heads. And Kyrie would just go right around him. And all the picks and everything, DeAndre Jordan down low. They couldn't handle him either. And no bounds down low.
So many open threes, dude. Like, there were so many open threes. And what's crazy is the Bulls actually have been one of the better defensive teams in the league this year. We're actually, like, top 10 in like, all defensive numbers. And I think we're averaging 10 steals a game.
Jim Boylan, man.
I mean, hey, like, I mean, we hate him a lot. We really, really do. But, and I do too. But in some way, we're starting, I can see it. You can start seeing, like, a culture starting to happen. It's starting to kind of remind me of the John Fox thing, but it's not even as good as that right now.
Ugh.
But like you can see signs of like something that's happening. There's something that's being built, but we just need people to be healthy, man. Like Wendell is out, Laurie's out now, Chris might be out for a while. Daniel Gafford's still out. Shit, like everybody's hurt. And even then, still, Coby White's still only playing 18, 19 minutes a game.
That's so dumb. That's
also didn't make
that's why I don't like watching the games.
Also
like,
got snubbed.
Our coaching's
Yeah.
Or blank that out. I mean,
but I mean, like, seriously, though, they are. Like the fact that Coby White's only playing 18, 19 minutes is ridiculous. That's the reason he's not playing the Rising Stars game, because there literally hasn't been enough sample size, basically, compared to some of these other guys. And also, like, Luka's in the Rising Stars game. And like fucking.
Did Zion make the Rising Stars game?
I think yeah. I don't know if Zion's in it, but there's like a couple other names.
His
out.
Teammate.
Oh, I don't
that,
know.
Jackson.
That dude that told him that he told the NBA to suck his dick on video.
Was it Jackson Hayes?
The tall dude with like he's
yeah Jackson yeah, Hayes. Yeah. What Hayes. The fuck?
Damn, he said that.
Yeah, there's a video going around. I'll show you guys after. But
that's tough.
Fire. I mean, Thibault didn't make it either. Both of them have been some of the best rookies in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
He said on video, he's like, "Fuck the NBA. They can suck my dick. This is all politics, anyways." And I mean, spin facts, but...
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can't. He said, suck my dick, find me.
Oh, PR guy's going to have a word for him on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Devin
Jackson,
Booker, too.
Can I see you in my office real quick?
So I have a list here of things that you can't say. And you checked about three of them.
Suck my dick is number two on the list.
What do you know? That's just rough.
Bad look, I'm a rookie.
Yeah, and you're a rookie. That's the thing. You're a rookie. Like, you should know that... You ain't got no reason. You come on. You ain't got
take
no
it respect. Easy.
Yeah, easy. Actually. But yeah, the Bulls. I mean, we started making a little run for a second. I actually had a decent little stretch there about a week and a half.
Reach
murder.
Hey.
Yeah, it's coming out 2020,
baby. I think.
Yeah, in December, I think.
Yep.
Let's go.
Turn up.
Hopefully on the 13th, if he gets on my birthday, I'll pick him up.
Yo, I'm driving the fucking Charger down there, Bobby.
You're like, hey, I know it's weird, but it's my birthday.
I will come get you. It'll be awesome.
But yeah, dude, D-Book got snubbed too. Who's another one that got
Bradley
snubbed?
Beal
got snubbed.
Beal
big time. That was
Beal's been balling.
And we talked about that too, because I didn't know if injuries had a big part in All-Star selection, like how many games you played, but... I mean, shit, dude, like, we all know the NBA All-Star game has nothing to do with defense. They're like, Rudy Gobert's making it, like, and, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Rudy Gobert's not a top four center in the West, but nobody give a fuck about defense in the NBA All-Star game, dude.
Yeah.
We want points, points, points. Speaking of which, Gary, do you have any idea what the over-under would be for NBA All-Star game? Probably, like, 400?
Probably, like, 330, 320-ish.
Yeah, probably something like that.
That's fucked up.
You just that high?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Damn.
You assume they're probably going to score like 150.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I would have put them at like 300, but you know when like... You know, like the Blazers score a lot of points. They're not a great team, but they score a lot of points. And they were facing the Lakers last night, and I think the over-under was at like 231, and that's pretty high for them.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that went way over.
But, yeah, dude, I mean, we've been saying for a long time... Zach LaVine for All-Star Game, Zach LaVine for Dunk Contest, and he didn't get either of them.
Mm. He would have done sucks. Dunk, but he didn't get the All-Star, so he said well, fuck
that. I don't think he's out on the dunk yet. I don't think that's official yet.
Really?
I think they have three people now, including Gordon. They have Dwight Howard, Gordon, and dude from the Heat.
Oh, Bam Bam, maybe?
Maybe.
No, Jamie Evans.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think there's still at least one more spot left.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Carter supposed to be in it or something? Or
yeah, I bet you he'll probably get, like, a memorial dunk, some shit like that. Yeah,
he just comes out there and just throws up a casual, like, he, like, rim grazes
yeah.
it. It's like, ah, hey, attaboy. How'd that look? Tens? It's over. Give it to me, Kenny.
He was, like, one of the best, man, in his prime. It's weird thinking about it. Like, I don't know, dude.
It was... I know we're going to get to Kobe at the end, but it was weird after the fact when Vince Carter posted his, like, you know, tribute to him. And it was, I mean, like, they came up together.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And Carter's still...
Carter's older than Kobe.
Yeah, he's 40 what? 42,
43.
Yeah.
I think Kobe passed on his birthday, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it was his birthday. Yeah. I think it was. So,
holy cow.
That just, I mean, dude, just goes to show how, like, what type of specimen Vince Carter was and still is. Like, literally. Man.
For real.
That dude was a ball player and still is.
Yeah.
For the last 2 or 3 years, I've been saying every offseason, I'm like, I hope somehow we get Vince Carter. Cause I mean, for like literally, because I'm just like, hey, like, he's a
Hall of Famer,
solid player still, great locker room guy. Like, you know, you're getting out of him. Like,
was it Dinwiddie in this offseason that you were really high on the Bulls getting?
Well, I wanted Rose.
Oh well, I mean, yeah, but wasn't Dinwiddie on the list at one point?
I don't know. I think that Dinwiddie was always going to be with the Nets. I don't think. There might have been a different point guard.
Maybe you were just bringing him up because he is very good.
I what I said about Dinwiddie is that I was mad that we ever let him go. Because I mean, like, I remember when we did let him go, I was mad because I think we were basically betting on Denzel.
Ah.
And hey, how'd that go?
I don't like Denzel at all.
He has an ugly face, too.
He's been playing decently.
Exactly. I'll give it to him. Like, whenever he's been in, and he hasn't been getting minutes.
No,
but whenever he
not
does,
very much.
Whenever he does play, though, like, he's been putting in solid minutes. And honestly, like,
He should get more minutes right now because of the injuries. Shaq Harrison should definitely get more minutes. That boy was playing his ass off the other night against the Nets. I think he was playing the best defense against Kyrie, just given the moment because nobody was stopping him.
Right.
He was at least giving him a run for his money. He was driving to the basket, like, very, very strong. And he was making these layups, tough shots. And you see him for 6 minutes or 7 minutes in the second quarter, and then you don't see him until, like, late in the fourth quarter when they're down by 15.
Yeah, he was
and
out.
And it's just Ryan Arcidiakono.
Arcidiakono.
And Satoransky just switching in and out. And Satoransky plays, like, the whole game. I mean, he's not bad, but you could see more production at the position.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. Shaq Harrison, he's had his good stints, but there's a reason that he doesn't come in until like he's like needed, you know.
Yeah.
Like I've watched so many times in our half court offense where Shaq Harrison just dribbles and dribbles and dribbles and dribbles until there's 1 second on the shot clock and just throws him a crazy shot. I'm like, what the fuck was that? That's honestly the epitome of the Bulls' offense sometimes.
Yeah.
But I mean, just you know, that it, like the fact that we even have Shaq Harrison guarding Kyrie, not good.
Not at all.
Not good.
What can you do, man? We've said it multiple times. I wish we could just run a few of our favorite sports teams. Because rings, cuz.
Yeah.
Rings.
And players would fucking, and GMs and owners would fucking like us more than they like guard packs. That's a fact.
Well, I think they like guard packs just because they know they could fleece their ass at any fucking given time.
Yeah. Like when they traded Doug McDermott and Taj Gibson for Joffrey LeVerne.
Oh.
And
some scrambled eggs.
Not even scrambled.
And we gave them a second round pick.
Jesus Christ.
And we got Joffrey LeVerne and some other scrandy. Oh, Cameron Payne.
Oh, cool.
Cameron Payne.
Oh my god.
What a goat.
Yeah, that worked out. Oh man, that really worked out.
But with that, we'll segue into the next sorry ass Chicago sports team, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Mm.
But we're dead in the playoff race, of course. Fighting for that last wild card spot. We're back. So back from the All-Star break, playing right now against the Coyotes. Don't have a score update. We're watching a little college basketball. But the Hawks look good. Dominic Kubalik's making a strong push for Rookie of the Year award.
Let's go.
Which has kind of come out of nowhere. He's been top five for weeks on end now. And I think he's second in goals and like fifth in points right now for Rookie. So he's got a ways to go, but there's plenty of season left. The Hawks have actually been playing well, and I think they're
kind of in the same boat as the Bulls. Like, they have these really good stretches where in the last 10 column in standings for the Hawks for like 2 weeks straight, it said 7-3 in their last 10. So they were losing here and there, but they were playing well. So making a push for it. I think they're off this whole week. It was the All-Star break last weekend, and then a bunch of other teams are playing all week this week, and the Hawks were off till today, this Saturday. So that was weird, but they're back. So hopefully they can get some wins this upcoming week and really push for it.
Yeah.
That's what Kaner keeps saying.
I believe in Patty.
Beautiful specimen.
Handsome son of a bitch.
I believe in Patty, too.
Yeah. Patty Kane, yeah. Patty Mahomes. How about that?
Fucking right.
All the Patties.
Fucking right.
Running it.
But real quick, before we get off Hawks and Bulls, I want to say real quick, future Chicago Bull, speaking into existence now, Brandon Ingram. Let's do it. Let's make a push. Free agent this upcoming summer. That's exactly what we need.
I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be sick. I would not mind that at all.
You wouldn't mind that.
Fuck Zion.
I mean, it's not like he's crazy.
Yup. Hey, he's going to get a big payday here.
If him and Zach Levine learn how to share the ball, then I would love that.
No.
Wendell down low.
Yeah.
Lori. We got a big team, and we could move around and score points.
I would definitely like to sign him. But like we've been saying he could be for... Since he got in the league for what? So this is like, what, his fourth, fifth year?
He's been showing out this year, dude.
He's having a really good year this year, yeah. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, like, that's not the ceiling. You know, that's not the sky. That's
right,
the
no, like, I mean.
We, you know.
Everybody wants their Anthony Davises, but that's
I
the
don't
thing.
Want that guy anymore.
No.
He's a Packers fan.
No good cheesehead.
What the fuck was that?
That was bullshit,
and
dude.
His comments for it. Like, I was just. Whatever. Like, I don't even remember what it was.
It was because we had quarterback troubles in Chicago. It's like,
yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, he was like, not my fault.
Oh, so you're not a true fan. Like so, like, if you guys don't win the championship this year, then you're out of L.A. Probably go to the Clippers.
Yeah. Like, what if all the L.A. fans did that? Like, oh, you guys aren't good? Oh, we don't care about you anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Like, fuck. What the fuck you talk about? That's ridiculous.
It's just not right, man.
Nah.
It's like saying after Kobe retired that you're just like, oh. There's no Kobe now, and look at this Lakers team. So, with like, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was like Swaggy P and the boys.
Swaggy P, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I got that Swaggy P jersey on the Lakers, number zero, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Nice. Legends.
Where's he playing now?
I don't think he's out of the fucking league.
He's out of the league.
Yeah.
He's been out of the league for a while. I follow him on Instagram. He's doing shit with a brand named Most Hated. Don't know if it's his brand or a brand he works with or something, but it's a clothing line. They make some clothes I wouldn't wear.
Was he the one that snitched on?
Yeah.
No, it was D'Lo snitched on him.
D'Lo snitched on him. Yeah. For, and what was it for?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Cheating, I think.
Oh,
cheating.
Shit.
Who broke the Tristan Thompson news? Wasn't D'Lo involved in that?
No,
really?
No, I don't think so, no.
No.
Probably.
I feel like TMZ probably got their hands on
that. Yeah, I think
one.
TMZ got on that shit.
I remember literally I saw like a video of like just Tristan Thompson like, walking out of a club with like two girls on both his arms. He like looked up at all the paparazzi and he was like, shit. And, like, I was like, oh, he's fucked, man.
Did you guys see that video of Kawhi in the club? Just that chick shaking his ass on him. He just like randomly just smack it. He's just,
a New
like,
Balance
cool.
sweatshirt.
Yeah,
I
didn't New Balance sweatshirt.
I saw the comments on that video. It said homeboy threw up $7.
That was good.
No, Pelly, you were more of a slap it down.
Like, yeah, hey.
You're getting the business.
It's still $7, though, and they still complain.
It's a pack of smokes. What are you talking
here? That's almost minimum wage in 1 second.
What the fuck?
Be thankful.
Nerve. The nerve.
Sheesh. People flipping burgers at McDonald's for 8 an hour.
Yeah.
You get seven in 1 second for shaking your ass.
What do I look like? What do I look like? A CEO? Nah.
I'm a fucking bum.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright,
Alright, moving on from strip club talk. We have the biggest sporting event of the year coming up this week.
Oh.
Actually, tomorrow in about not even 12 hours.
Yeah.
We damn. Have or 12 hours. 24. Real quick. If you guys see something posted like 14 hours ago, do you always think like, okay, so 2 hours ago was 3 o'clock, so 12
oh,
hours
yeah.
ago they were up at 3 a.m. What the fuck were they doing?
Quick math.
It's quick always like the post is like kind of an eye opener sometimes, like okay. Well, 4:30 in the morning action. All right,
that's what you're thinking about.
You were mad horny at 4:30 a.m. Cuz, but yeah, biggest not even football game, biggest sporting event of the year, Brent. Give me your
Brent?
Give me your unbiased opinion going into this game.
We're gonna fucking shit on him.
we are gonna fucking shit on him. I'm biased.
Last week.
I'm biased as fuck. I said it last week. I'll say it again this week. Don't know what my score prediction was last week. This week I'm going 42-14. Don't know what I said last week. Probably sounds about the same because fuck them. They fucking suck. They can do shit.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Every single time I talk like that, it bites me in the ass. I really hope it doesn't happen to you.
It bites a lot of people in the ass. I've known that. Yeah. I've learned that lesson plenty of times. Yeah. But I haven't learned that lesson with Patty yet, so.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, shit, dude. I mean, as of right now, I am leaning Niners. Just because every single person you ask, it's got to be Chiefs. Yesterday at work, I talked to a bunch of old people. Everybody's like, oh, it's got to be the Chiefs. And I'm like, I just gotta lean Niners then, just because if the common man thinks that the Chiefs are gonna win, it's like Super Bowl 48, I think it was, Broncos Seahawks.
Yeah,
I mean, Seahawks won that game 43-8, and that was the best offense in the league that year versus the best defense, and it's the same thing right here.
And not the best offense in the league this year. That was the Ravens. Last year we were the best offense in the league.
Okay,
didn't make it.
You think you're telling me you take the Ravens' offense over this offense?
Hey, the regular season—that's what it came down to.
Yeah, but who's still in it?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, best offense versus best defense. Exactly. So I mean,
tried that twice now.
They're averaging 42 points a game in the playoffs.
Yeah, we're fucking good.
Best offense in the league.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
But not statistically in the regular season.
Yeah, but we know stats don't matter.
No, facts.
Exactly.
You don't got to tell me that sometimes what other people are saying, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I say Ravens are the best, so that's why we made it there. So but that's why we're not going to lose.
I don't know, man.
The finesse.
You got to finesse the system. Got to finesse offense, the facts. That was enough. You're the second best offense, comes out.
And the thing is, the Chiefs' defense has been playing really well, but Kyle Shanahan's the... I mean, I know Andy Reid's great, but nobody's called a better year than Kyle Shanahan. Given with what he's got, like, he doesn't have... He went out and got Emmanuel Sanders. He's not a star receiver anymore. Greg Kittle's very good. I'd say top two tight end.
Absolutely.
Easy.
Probably the best tight end in the league, honestly.
All around, I would say. That was very humble of you. I didn't want to poke any buttons, so I said top two.
Yeah.
But
nah, he's probably the best.
Yeah, I mean, all around.
I'd take Kelce in receiving, but...
Oh, yeah, but I mean, just...
If you need blocking or anything else, Kittle's there, and then receiving ice is just as good, so...
And that's the thing, their whole O-line stacked with first-rounders, and then Greg Kittle's literally just a sixth offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Like, he's great.
Yeah,
he's so good. And that's his favorite part of the game.
Yeah, he dude.
Loves it.
I love the
path.
Literally, I love the videos of him, like, he pancakes somebody and he just gets up and he's like, ah!
His mouth's just wide open. Like, his grin is so wide. He's just so happy. He's like, oh, I just fucked him up.
I would say this.
Yeah.
He pukes and headbutts the wall before every game. So he feels a step lighter after he pukes and he headbutts the wall to get, like, the first hit out of the way.
Yep. Incredible.
God. Talk about football guy.
Yeah.
Talk about football guy.
Through and through.
Literally.
But, dude, I'm really excited. This is like, because last year was a fucking stink bowl. I mean, 13-3.
It's like 3 years, haven't they been?
No. The year before that was a year. Comeback, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Falcons-Patriots one was, it was fun at least.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was at work and I came home with 5 minutes left in the fourth. And it was awesome. Just watching that was awesome.
I remember, I'll never forget it. I went to my girlfriend's house at the time after halftime because I was like, this is done.
Ah.
It's over. And she didn't want to watch it, so I made sure. I was like, all right, I'll come when I'm done watching the game. And then I went, and then all that happened. I looked at my phone. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, no fucking way. I was like, I was just sitting there. I was kind of pissed. I was like, you're so fucking serious.
Just missed that. Last year sucked.
Last year was terrible.
And what was the score last year?
13-3. Yeah.
Wasn't it like 3-3 heading into the fourth?
Yeah. And then Gronk made a big play with like 6 minutes left
in the
game.
Came down to that play. Yeah. It was literally that play.
Sick, dude.
Jared Goff had an awful pass when they were in the red zone, like to tie the game with like 3 minutes left. And Jared Goff just threw an awful ball. And ever since, it's been the spiral effect of Jared Goff.
He choked.
Goff. Yeah, he did.
Choked.
Sean McVay choked, too. Sean McVay called an awful game, which obviously when you're running, your offensive player of the year running back didn't have a... He played, but he just was very banged up.
They were barely playing him in the playoffs. Or like he was like active, but he was getting like 10 carries.
It was CJ Anderson time, dude.
Exactly.
Fucking thick ass boy, CJ Anderson.
He was, dude.
Was he on that Broncos team in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Shout out to CJ Anderson.
This is the first year, first Super Bowl without CJ Anderson
and LeGarrette Blunt.
Yeah. Like the past what, 5 years?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But they've never played in the same one. They've never played the same one together.
Wow.
So like each year they've been trading off. It's been like CJ Anderson, LeGarrette Blunt.
Does CJ Anderson have a ring yet?
With the Broncos? didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Against
the
because he had two touchdowns.
Yeah. Okay. Also, it's, while the Broncos are on topic, I just want to say I fucking love Peyton Manning, man.
Yeah,
that dude is fucking I love the hilarious. The Manning's in general, they're pretty fucking hilarious. It's so, dude. I literally just watched like an 8-minute clip on Facebook or something of like Manning, like Peyton Manning's greatest moments in commercials, and I was genuinely crying laughing. Like I was cracking up, and I was like, man, I love Peyton Manning.
That video of him. Throwing the footballs at the kids and everything and cussing at them never gets old.
Literally.
I love that.
Pelting them.
I just really hope he doesn't end up in a booth.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do Manning in a booth.
He won't. He's better than that.
I hope so.
He knows. He's better than that.
I really hope so.
Like he could have his own show. And he does have his own show.
Yeah.
You know, like
Peyton's places.
And he could keep doing that. He's electric, man. That dude is so funny.
Love me some good Peyton.
Literally. And Eli too. Like
Eli's
said.
Hilarious.
Eli's funny too.
Eli can go into a booth. Oh, fuck him. Him and Tony Romo are basically the same thing, right?
That would be quality.
Did you guys talk about Eli's Hall of Fame path last week?
Oh, yeah, we all said.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I wasn't here. I had a rough case of laryngitis. Do not recommend. Worst 5 days of my life. So,
you got to hear the intro from last week. It gave you a nice little...
Oh, really? You guys act like I was dead?
No.
It's not one of the lines.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, would not recommend. But since I wasn't here, I need to get my 2 cents in. Eli Manning is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Not just a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. Dude, you gotta think, man. He beat Brady in his prime.
Yeah, twice.
And, like, I know that's you're beating the same drum there, but, dude, that is incredible. And, obviously, he had OCU Manura, Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, Jason Pierre-Paul on his D-line, which was the best D-line maybe of all time, like, if you really think about it. Like, those four dudes are fucking incredible. They're all Hall of Famers in their own right, too. But... Dude, I mean, just the plays Eli made down the stretch, the pass to David Tyree, that'll never get old. Mm-hmm. Who was the one on the sideline that made that incredible play? Was it...
It wasn't Cruz.
I don't think it was Victor Cruz. It was...
No, it was...
Hakeem...
No, it was...
Hakeem Hicks, was it?
No.
I thought it was Burris.
No, it wasn't Plexico Burris. He caught the game-winning touchdown.
It wasn't... Oh, what the fuck was it? Because he was a Bear. He was a Bear at some point.
Really?
This dude became.
Why does that always happen?
He became a Bear at some point. Oh, who is it? He wasn't. That was Steelers against Cardinals though. He was on the Steelers at that time.
I'm thinking of the sideline catching man against
exactly
the Patriots.
What you're talking
yeah,
about.
I think it was Hakeem Hicks. No, wait, Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah,
Nicks. Jesus Christ! I'm like, saying Hakeem Hicks. Yeah. Wait, he's a fucking D lineman for the.
I was thinking that like that toe tapper that Steelers one.
That was Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes. That's who. Okay, that's one.
That's a legend.
Yeah, that
is a great pull.
Former bear.
Jeez, dude. It seems like everybody, like Raheem Mostert last week, or 2 weeks ago, 186 yards before even being touched against the dog shit, sorry ass Packers.
So former bear. Exposed.
Former bear.
Terrell Inman. Former bear.
I think he was undrafted.
Sean Inman's a great
receiver. Hey, something to hang your hat on.
He was our best receiver for a while, too, which is actually sad.
2 years, was it?
Yeah.
Dontrell Inman years?
He was our best for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But another nice little nugget. The Nuggets, fuck me sideways. The Niners, when they played the Packers, they former Bears scored every single point.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yep, I saw that
too. Pretty good.
Pretty fucking good on that one.
So in a way, we're fucking...
We beat the Packers.
We beat the Packers. Yeah, fuck yeah.
We're still the Kings of the North.
Yep,
exactly. Bear down. Monsters of the Midway still alive and well.
Always a twist.
As far as what I think of the Super Bowl, I side with the common person, man.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Chiefs, but I think that... I mean, it just comes down to... Like, sure, the Niners defense has been absolutely great. There's no way. There's, like, you can't get around that. Like, Bosa's been electric. And like you said, Shanahan's been great. But I just think that the Chiefs offense is better than the Niners defense.
Yeah.
I think that when I'm weighing it and looking at it, it's going to be a really good game. It's picture perfect, really.
Yep.
I mean, like, everything, like, lined up perfectly. It's two new teams. And if it like even though like it doesn't really feel like a Super Bowl week because of all the Kobe Bryant stuff, it's an electric game that's about to happen. I'm fucking excited, man. But I'm taking the Chiefs. I already got $10 on my Professor Duncanson. I got $10 with you, bud. And I'm coming for it. I'm not letting up. Show you some ethics, man. You want to know about ethics?
We gotta do score.
It was I'll go Chiefs. 34, Niners. Or no, Chiefs 37, Niners 30.
Okay.
31.
Nice. We'll save you for last,
37-31.
37-31, Chiefs.
I gave mine.
Oh, yeah, you did give yours. Okay.
I went on my rampage.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Gary?
Chiefs, 35-32. I'm going with Boomer. That was his exact.
You fucking cocksucker. That's plagiarism. Did you cover?
Yes, that did cover.
Nice.
We're good to go.
Nice.
But that's what. That's also why I did that score, too, because over hits. So.
Nice. Nice. Steph?
This is a tough pick for me. I don't really care either way, but I'm going to lean Niners and say Niners 28.
Bot choice.
Ooh, Chiefs 24.
Ooh.
I think it's the defense is going to come out and play.
Wow. It's no secret.
I love hearing people be so wrong. It's awesome. I can have my own talk opinion. Shit. I'm going to make you eat your words next week. Just know it.
Make me eat mine, too. I got Niners 33-27. Over the Chiefs.
Great pick.
I don't think that the Chiefs are going to have a bad game. I just think that the Niners are going to be able to run the ball against them. And that's in time of possession is the only way you can beat the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs did that against the Titans. They dominated the ball. They knew if we can keep the ball away from Derrick Henry, we're going to win this game easily. And that's exactly what they did. Yeah, they sure did. But
best running back in the league, my ass.
That's the thing. They have three running backs that are really good. Always going to be fresh. Best O-line in football. I mean, these are just things that you got to factor into that. And don't get me wrong, if you were a Chiefs fan, or weren't a Chiefs fan, I'd say the same thing. It's not like I'm going against your team or anything like that. It's just, I don't know, man. Especially coming from a Bears fan with a shitty offense, I'd love to see a good defensive team win this. Even though the Niners' offense is far and away better than the Bears, it's just something that would help me sleep at night. Like, good defense can win the Super Bowl, man. Like, come on.
And I mean, it should be said that everybody's talking about the Niners' running game. But, like, Jimmy Garoppolo's, like, every time that he's had to throw, he's been very good at it.
He has.
And, I mean, and so it we'll see if he steps up on this type of stage. But if he can, then that'll be a big-time determining factor in terms of what happens. It should. But I do think that the Chiefs' defense will handle that Niners run game.
Yeah.
To a degree enough that they will be able to control the ball.
Right.
And
We got big boys on that D-line. We know how to stop the run. We got Mike Pennell down there, Chris Jones, Frank Clark.
Exactly.
Fucking guys, throw subs. Run stoppers. That's what they're made for. That's why I bring them in.
And it doesn't matter if the Niners have four different running backs. Like, the Chiefs are still going to do what they got to do. And I really like the Chiefs. I really strongly feel that the Chiefs are going to win this game.
It'd be cool to see Andy Reid get one. It would be awesome.
And that's what I'm saying. Reid, has to happen. It has to happen. We cannot keep going further without Andy Reid being proclaimed as one of the greatest coaches, because that is what he is, and he's getting sold short because of the fact he doesn't have one, and we can't go forward without it.
Yeah,
that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel.
Hey man, it'd be awesome. I'd love nothing more than to see Andy Reid hoist that trophy above his head, because it'd just be first of all a great meme. I mean, like, come on,
love the guy. Dude, he's just a walk.
The interview would be great afterwards. What are you gonna do? He's like, I'm gonna go get me a nice steak.
Yeah. he's gonna get a nice cheeseburger. Yeah. And that was after he said he was on a diet. Dude, he's like, I'm not going on a diet. He's like, and then they won. He's like, I'm getting a burger.
I was just going to say, he compared his grandchildren to
sweet and sour pork.
That's awesome, man.
I love that guy.
God, legend. He's the best.
And he's the best.
That meme of him running through a brick wall and then just smiling at the camera is the best thing. If you haven't, look it up.
Who's going to win Super Bowl MVP?
Patty.
Chiefs won Patty, yeah, for sure.
did you hear that Sammy Watkins said that he might take a hiatus?
Nah.
How about that?
Sorry, the Chiefs said that they were looking at like releasing him or trading him before extending him first anyway.
Why not? If you win a ring and you want to take a year off, why not?
Nah,
take your life off, man, because he's just always hurt, man. If he can go out on top like that, might as well.
Yeah. He's got some in the bag.
Deserves it.
Yeah.
Sit on.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll sit on.
Week one, he had what, like fucking 200 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then after that,
didn't score again until that big play in the playoffs.
He was the fourth best receiver on the Chiefs. It's just like, you know, he's taking a backseat to fucking Hardman at this point. Hardman's great. Like,
I love Hardman.
No cap.
Yeah.
Fast.
You guys like that?
Just like Tyreek. Yeah, it's literally crazy.
That's why we drafted him. So we didn't know if we were going to have Tyreek at the beginning of the year with all that controversy.
Yeah. I got two Tyreek kills.
Yeah.
At a sports book in Indiana, some guy put like $5,000 on Mecole Hardman winning Super Bowl MVP.
Fucking go, baby.
And if he wins it, it's like $400,000. And I'm like, that fucking Brent, he's going with his boy.
Dude, I got to respect that. Two punt returns for TDs, one kick return for TD, 250-yard bombs from Patty, so he'll get all 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I thought it was you. $5,000, you're like, all right.
Cole Hardman, baby. He's going to set me up for life.
There's like a similar line for Debo, I think. For Debo Samuel, too.
Fucking love Debo.
Look out for Tyrann Mathieu is for MVP, maybe.
I was going to say, if the Chiefs win, it's Tyrann. And if the Niners win, it's going to be, what's his face? Not Quan. Fuck off.
Bosa ain't gonna do shit.
Bosa's not Bosa.
I don't think he's gonna have a huge game.
He'll get to play.
I think he will. If Niners win, Bosa wins.
I would like to say that.
Yeah, probably.
Which one's on the Chargers? Nick Bosa asked for Joey Bosa for advice against Patrick Mahomes.
Joey Bosa has zero sacks against Patty Mahomes in his career.
Just throwing that out there.
J.J. Watt also has zero sacks against Patty Mahomes.
We have really good tackles. Mitchell Schwartz, Eric Fisher. They clamp up the edges.
Did you see Joey wants to go to the Niners?
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be corny.
Holy shit.
It would be corny, but it'd be kind of cool.
At least you get them out of your division, I guess.
Yeah. We don't worry about the Chargers anyway. They're fucking bots. Him and Phelps are done anyway.
You better watch out. You better watch out if they get a good quarterback, man. That's a talented team, realistically.
Oh, yeah.
Philip held them back. Yeah. They were close in every single game.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I hate him, but I love them next year. Just beat him every year. He was like, he had like a really good record against the Chiefs for like a little bit when we had like Matt Castle and shit back there. And then like his like last like 20 games, he's like 2-18 or something against the Chiefs. It's awesome. It's like free wins them and the Raiders. It's so cool.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like if they do get a somewhat competent quarterback, which I can't even think of one that would go there and like, I don't know, be decent under Anthony
Lynn. Like Trubisky?
No. He's going to need a lot more help than that.
Maybe it's DeFilippo.
John DeFilippo?
Our new boy. Yeah. Our new quarterback coach.
Heck no.
That's our new quarterback coach, John DeFilippo.
We should go through a whole episode without saying cuss words. Ah, what the frick?
Next week.
Yeah, next week. Take a little mental note of that. But with all the Super Bowl talk wrapped up, I want to do a nice little new segment. Guess who won this award? Yes. Pretty clever name.
I love it.
First one. Well, we might as well say the NFL Honor Awards was tonight. Every single award was picked, and it's time to run through those. I want to see if anybody can get every single one right. It should be fun. And honestly, I feel like it's pretty chalky, so I don't know. Well, there's a few that you guys probably already know.
I think I know a couple. I'm not sure about the rest.
But, all right. Who won Most Valuable Player?
Lamar.
Lamar Patrick Lamar. Mahomes Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
You guys got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so fucking 1 point, Brent.
Okay, yeah, everybody's got a point. Perfect.
Damn it.
Offensive Player of the Year.
Ooh, Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
I fourth that.
You guys all have 2 points now. This is incredible.
Dude, we're fucking awesome.
Next Defensive Player of the Year.
I don't know this one. Stephon Gilmore of the New England Patriots.
I'm going to go with Gilmore, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too.
You guys are all scumbags. If you know it, don't say it first. You guys all have 3 points.
Oh!
All right.
I'm winning the game for these guys.
Comeback Player of the Year.
Oof.
If you know it, say it last. Come on.
Hold on. Let me think.
Kelly goes first. He's got a brown sweatshirt on.
Okay. This one, when I say it, you guys can be like, oh, like, yeah, no shit.
Oh, I fucking know it.
Go ahead.
I got to say it last.
Okay.
Because I fucking know it.
Okay.
Give me Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
Ooh. That was my guess. I'm still going with my guess then.
Ooh. I don't even fucking know.
I was going to say J.J. Watt, but.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
You heard it.
Locked in? Steph?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a dick and go with Jimmy G again.
Ryan Tannehill.
That's a point for Brian. Ryan Tannehill.
What?
Yeah, Steph, that's what you get for being a copycat.
Ryan Tannehill only played like 8 weeks.
That's true. When he said Jimmy G, I was like, fuck, it's definitely Jimmy G. Ryan Tannehill didn't play enough.
What an asshole.
Yeah, dude.
The gut, though.
Still had more passing yards than Mitch. Anyways.
Damn.
Kyler Murray went off.
Kyler Murray, offensive rookie of the year. Front for Brent.
I would have said that because I love that guy.
So we don't get a point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Brett's got 5. The rest of you got...
No, that's bullshit. I have 5. 4.
You guys suck. Nick Bosa won Defensive Player of the Year. John Harbaugh won Coach of the Year.
Whoa.
And Greg Roman won Assistant Coach of the Year.
Yeesh. Spoilers.
Yeah, you guys fucking ruined it for me. It was too hard to keep all these points together. Gary's telling me he's got 5. I thought he had 3.
I was being an asshole.
Get Eric Bien me a job.
Dude, I thought it was Benimi, and now it's Bienemi.
I don't know how to say his last name, and you might be right. I never knew.
Everybody's saying Bienemi now. And for like the past 10 years, I feel like it was Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
That was it. Now it's Bieniemy.
Give him a fucking head coaching job, but actually don't, because as an offensive coordinator, he's really fucking good. He just deserves a head coaching job.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, dude. It's like, we don't have to get into the race card. I've said Ryan Pace is racist multiple times on this podcast.
I mean, that's pretty much what it's about, though.
Exactly.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
You guys got any closing statements about football before we wrap into the somber part of the podcast?
Shouts to, is it Dre Roberson, the newest Bear, the cornerback out of the CFL?
Trey.
Shout out
Trey Robertson?
I think that's it.
Trey
Roberson?
I mean, hey, well, there's a Roberson in the NBA, right?
Yeah, right? Andre Robertson.
Roberson.
Yeah. Roberson,
that's like...
It could be four.
What are you, Spanish?
All right.
Shouts to him. Welcome to Bears. Bear down. Great things. I watched a little bit of his tape, and the biggest takeaway was he's a big-time hitter. He lays big hits.
Dunter Robinson?
Yeah.
Dunter Robinson laid hits at corner.
Who?
Dunta Robinson, former chief.
Dunta. Fuck out of people.
Yeah, dude, he fucking just lit him up.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Legend.
And also, make Eric Berry a bear.
Really?
Make Eric Berry a bear.
Hey, that's fine.
I need your thoughts on this.
Eric Berry a bear?
Eric Berry, very, very injury prone.
Yeah.
That's just not something we need.
No.
We can't afford that.
He wouldn't be.
But he had a year off.
He wouldn't cost
Yeah. Much. That's the thing, though. I don't know if I buy into this year off stuff to get your body right. Cause
I buy
football,
into it,
man.
I
it's
buy
football,
it.
Though.
He's 31. Like, he's got a lot to give.
Some gas in the tank.
Got some gas in the tank.
I don't know, man.
He's got a couple.
All I'm saying is,
he's on an every down safety, but in those special situations.
Yeah. Exactly, and he's not gonna be the free safety yet. He's a free safety.
Right.
Take a little bit more pressure off him, and he could. I really feel like that'd be good for us if we had Eddie and. Eric Berry's
a legend.
Back in the secondary.
He's really good. He was really good. But I just,
he's the best safety in the league at one
point. Yeah, but it's just something about his 88 overall card on Madden a few years ago. I always passed on it.
He's slow. Got to put him in zone coverage.
Yep. And that's the thing, Harrison Smith, you can't even put him in zone coverage in the new Madden because he's so fucking slow.
You got to put him in, like, you put him in the deep zones, they're still fucked.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Light blue.
And yellow. Shouts to Eric Ebron. Hope you become a Bear.
Yeah,
butt.
Facts. Future Bear.
Let's do it.
That'll be cool.
Let's do it.
I feel like that one's pretty much set in stone.
Yeah. He's like I sent you guys a couple of things about it like a while back, and then something happened recently where he like what was it?
The playoff at like in Chicago. What it would be like? And he like tweeted like emoji like
thinking, yeah
thinking emoji.
Like he mixed with at the game, and he was like, man, this would be nice at Soldier. And he was, and yeah. So I mean, yeah, that's it's kind of starting to look like it's like almost a done deal. But
the Bears' way would be to draft. Tight end high with like our first pick in the draft, and then still get Ebron for like a year, like
Thaddeus Moss.
And I mean, like
dude, stud.
That Moss would be
dope.
Stupid,
though. It'd be so stupid.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The dumbest thing possible.
You have the team right now.
Like, especially
don't
if
try
Ebron.
And build up a tight end for, God forbid, when we're going 6-10 again, fucking scratching for wins.
Also, shout out Greg Olsen. Mm-hmm. Former Bear, and the thing is, he's been on the Carolina Panthers ever since because they knew what a good thing they had in front of them. They cut ties with him, which is understandable. What's their coach's name? Rule? Is that Matt Rule? You know, just getting some new blood in there. Can't really blame him. But we've had 18 different tight ends since we got rid of Greg Olsen.
Wow.
And they read him off on the score the other day. I knew five of them, and it was Zach Miller, it was Martellus Bennett, it was Broniker. Shaheen and then Burton.
Yeah.
And like they were like, I'm not counting JP Holtz and Jesper Horsted because they just came on late. They don't really count.
Yeah.
But if you want to throw them in there, then 20. So shout out Greg Olsen. Hell of a career, man. I hope to see Greg Olsen in the booth. I feel like he could be good because he's a funny guy.
They said he's still considering playing.
Really?
I've seen shit about him coming back to Chicago too.
Well, it's not like shit. Like it's just like people saying, like, yeah, I hope he does.
Right.
There's no like source or like truth to it. It's just like, oh, I hope he does. But I mean, it would be dope, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, well. But, yeah, just wanted to give him some love real quick.
Absolutely. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer for sure. Maybe not first ballot. Probably not first ballot, but, you know, very good.
Hall of Famer, without a doubt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct the mundo, especially for the void we've had at tight end for the last 10 years.
God.
Yep.
Dude, so, Marty yeah, Bennett.
Kicker.
Martellus was Martellus.
Kicker problem.
Yeah.
Can't forget about that. Love it.
Shout out to Solson Steve.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to Mitch
with
Homie's
the same
Pops.
Emoji, though.
Yeah, he tweeted me a few thinking emojis today. If you're very much on the web like I am, hold on. Let me pull up his Twitter handle so you can give him a follow because Steve's very much on the internet right now, and I'm all for it, dude, because there's not another follow on Twitter that I'd rather have. @SOlsonSteve. One more time, at S. Olsen Steve. S-O-L-S-E-N-S-T-E-V-E. Fellow Chiefs fan like Brent. Hold on, I need to read one of his tweets from the other day. He tweeted, Chiefs win Sunday. I expect 21 likes because I have 21 followers. I know not a lot, but I'm trying. He had 2 retweets and 61 likes on that tweet.
Let's go.
Good for Steve.
Big time.
His next tweet was, goal was 21 likes from yesterday's Chiefs win on Sunday. Tweet mission accomplished. 48 likes and a few more followers. What a great 24 hours for myself. It's the simple things that keep me going. Hashtag let's go.
Shout out to Pumper.
Yeah, and then he tweeted, knew I could count on my boy Pumper. So shout out to me as well for giving him a retweet. You know, a little humble brag right there. But
he's doing better than us.
Oh, yeah. Steve's so killing it on the web.
Better than us. Maybe he should be our social media guy.
We need to talk to him and see how he does it. Maybe we just got to beg for the likes.
Yeah, exactly. That's hey. What, like, yeah. Hey, we have 40-something followers. That's how many likes we want on this post.
Can yeah,
we,
please? Exactly. But we're going to start this off, this Kobe Bean talk, with a memorial 24 seconds of silence in Kobe's honor. So, Brent, hit it. Well done, boys. And fuck a golf clap. Let's give a real clap for that one.
A real golf.
Well, where do we start, man? Literally the day the world stood still. It was the weirdest thing ever. I was playing Brent in 2K. He had Kobe on his team. We literally just finished game one. And he goes, wow, we're all on Xbox, you know, goofing around, calling each other gay boys and stuff. And he's like, wow. He's like, Kobe died. And I'm like, what? He's like, dude, go on Twitter. Went on Twitter, and Twitter was on fire, and I didn't believe it at first.
The only thing we had was TMZ, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's kind of like, yeah, that, I was like, this seems pretty serious and seems pretty fucking real, but I mean, yeah. It's TMZ, it could be fucking fake, but exactly. Like, all the other pages I've seen tweeting about it still, like all the NBA pages I follow and stuff are like, talking about it, dude. I was like, damn, okay, this might be some like actual shit.
Right.
My exact thought was, when I saw TMZ, was like, they see a helicopter go down outside LA, and they just think, like, TMZ is just like, oh, maybe it was Kobe Bryant. They get a little bit of wind that it might have been, and then they just throw it out there.
Yep.
So that's what I was hoping for. And I waited, like, a long time to go on Twitter and everything, like 2 hours. I was just running around doing shit, you know. I wasn't even thinking about it that much. I'm like, no, that has to be fake, whatever. Come back, and that's exactly what it was. Like, everything was just up in flames. Everybody.
Poor choice of words, but
like, well, the thing with Twitter was on fire,
right?
So.
Yeah, no, it was. I've never seen anything like that on Twitter. With never. Like, and I've been on Twitter very, very much on the internet for. I actually had my 10-year anniversary on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, a few days ago.
Decade.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You were 12.
And that's the thing. I was not on the internet at the time. I made a Twitter because I thought it was cool. It was like MySpace was cool at the time. Facebook just got cool, and it was like, what's Twitter? Made a Twitter. My first follow was Jamal Crawford. Anyways, that's a little sidetrack. But the thing with TMZ was, they've said Lil Wayne was dead 10 times.
Exactly.
And it was just like, how much truth is there to this? Mm-hmm. And then it was confirmed. But the thing that was really fucked up was all the conflicting reports saying there was 4 people on the helicopter, then there was 9, and then there was 7, then there was 5. It was just like, you didn't know.
And then it was like Rick Fox was on the plane,
yeah,
on the helicopter, and then it was Gianna was on it, and then she wasn't on it.
They were going to the game to go see her, and then it was like, she was on the plane. It's like, no, she wasn't. She was already there. He was going to see her, and I was like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I hope she wasn't on the fucking thing.
And then Kobe's wife was on it at some point, and that's the stuff where it's just like, that's where I really just regret the world that we live in.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, I don't think it happened, but the fact that there was even the possibility of Kobe's oldest brother, or brother, daughter, finding out through Twitter.
That's what happened, dude.
Is it what
TMZ, happened? TMZ got the report before his family. His family found out through, like, social
through
media.
And that's awful.
It's not right, dude.
That's awful.
Disrespectful.
Exactly. And there just has to be, like, I understand the nature of the business in a way. I'm starting
totally
to become
care
part
about.
Of that. But, yeah, like, there has to be some type of boundary there. And especially on something like this that's so... so heartbreaking,
man.
and tragic, because it really was. I mean, the fact that you can lose Kobe, like, that's one thing, but then finding out that his daughter was in it, and all those other people, It's just, oh man, like I don't think I've heard of anything so heartbreaking in like recent or any in sports history, honestly.
Seriously,
I think that's literally as heartbreaking as it gets. And I do want to mention the names of the other people that died: John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, daughter Alyssa, Sarah and Peyton Chester, Christina Mauser, and the pilot Ara Zobayan. All definitely, you know, they can't forget about them.
And all I do hate the headlines that says Kobe and Gianna and seven others died.
Yeah. Because there's people that are grieving. Like, a whole family was, like, the whole Altobelli family. Like, that's three people, the mom, the dad, and a daughter. Like, could you imagine, like, there's two kids left?
Yeah.
And that's
just their family. Yeah. And then let alone Kobe's family with a three-month-old baby.
And
it's just, like you said, it's absolutely tragic.
The Chesters, too, lost two people in that. It's awful. Like, the magnitude of the tragedy, like, that, and that's what makes it so sad, is it wasn't even just Kobe. It was the future of, like, possibly the future of women's basketball and Gianna Bryant. Like, you go on YouTube, and, like, I had before the fact, even, and watched videos of her, like, literally hitting
her fadeaway.
The Kobe
just
fadeaway,
like Kobe. Yeah.
At the age of 13.
She played just like her.
You kidding
me?
She
had, like, all of his little tweaks and moves.
Yeah.
Right down by the base.
She nasty with it.
And Kobe even said, he was like, I wasn't even close to being that good at the age of 13. He was like, she's got it. And just the way he talked about her and being a dad and everything, just heartbreaking.
Like, it was great to see on, Kobe was on a late night talk show. It wasn't that long ago. And they asked Kobe about not having a son. And he always said, you know, that's completely fine with me. And at one point, his wife did want to try and have a son, but what if it was another daughter? So they ended up not doing that, and that's like this whole girl dad thing now. And I mean, which is awesome. And Kobe said that when he was asked like that, and if Gianna was with him, if people were like, you know, like, who's gonna carry on the legacy, and like, Gianna would just speak up right away. So she's like, no, that's me. I'll do that.
I got this.
Yeah, those were exact words. Like, yeah. I got this. Like, that's awesome to see.
Yeah, dude. It, like, seriously, like, when I say the day the earth stood still, like, I mean that. Like, it literally didn't hit until I went to bed that night. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, it just, like, kind of felt like, I don't know, we were young when Michael Jackson passed away, but, obviously I was I'm pretty ignorant to the fact, like, at the time, because the internet wasn't really huge at the time. Mm-hmm. But, dude, like, Kobe was here for our whole life. Our whole sports fandom, like, when the first basketball player we probably heard of as children was Kobe Bryant.
That's facts. Every morning before I went to school, grade school, high school, sit down, get
sports
my bowl of
center.
Cereal, Sports Center.
Kobe Bryant.
And Kobe was on every time. And it wasn't like they didn't just skim by Kobe. They gave Kobe time.
It was LeBron.
He was the first, he was the OG LeBron, like, to us. Like, oh man, it's just, to think that dude's just not even here anymore. And I don't know, like, the fact that it happened right after LeBron passed him on the scoring list is just there's so many ironic factors to it.
Seriously, that was the weirdest part, too, because it was literally the morning after. Mm-hmm. The morning after, that's why it felt so fake. Mm-hmm. It was like, dude, like...
No chance. That was, like, literally my I didn't think anything else before I thought, that's fake.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally my first reaction, like, period.
And there was so much shit like that, too, because, you know, he breaks the record, and LeBron and Kobe talked that night. And then they talk the next morning. And then Kobe's talking to Shaq's kid the next morning, too, before he gets on the helicopter. Mm. And all this stuff happens. And everybody finds out from social media.
From fucking TMZ, bro.
Dude, LeBron was on the phone with him when he was leaving Philly. And then when he landed in L.A. from Philly, Kobe was dead.
Yeah.
Found out after he got off the plane.
Could you imagine, man? I mean, speaking of LeBron, honestly, I'd never say this. Shouts to LeBron James, man.
Yeah.
Because I was watching that memorial at Staples Center last night, and like, everything happened, and it's already crazy emotional, and I watched LeBron step out to mid-court, and I was like, no way. Like, I was like, they're gonna make LeBron talk right now? I was like, there's like, how could you make LeBron talk right now? This is awful. That's like what I was thinking. But credit to him, man. He walked out there and he was just poetic and strong, and man, it was just,
respect
the hell out of that, man.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And he's just, I mean, in some ways, of Kobe, he's a legend in every way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every way of the word, those guys, those are legendary players in anybody's mind.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that tribute, I was playing PS4 at the time, and, like, I saw, like,
I saw Usher come up there. I was like, oh man, like I figured it would be something big like that, but I didn't know it. The way they did it was perfect. I just didn't think they'd give him that much prior to a basketball game. Just, you know, given the circumstance, I don't know. I just figured they wouldn't want to put that on the players prior to the game. And Usher, man, when Usher went up there and killed it, it was like, dude, this is nuts. And I don't know his name.
Boyz II Men?
No, not Boyz II Men. The guys before him. I want to say his name was Ben Wong.
Oh, the cellist?
Yeah.
The cellist? Yeah, and that was beautiful, man.
That was the hard part, dude. Yeah. Like, the Kobe video playing in the background, like, it was fucking tough to watch, man. I texted Steph. I was like, this shit's heavy, dude.
I was just staring. And I said to my mom was watching with me, and I was like, I've never seen anything like this before a basketball game. Like, no. I've never, like, or even like a sports event, period. I haven't seen anything like that where it was just like the tribute, but it was like a prolonged tribute. And then the players, like I said, like LeBron got out to half court and talking, and then the players actually having to play a game after the fact. Like, man, talk about asking a lot out of those dudes.
That's exactly, man. Dude. Like, that's what gets lost in like all of this. It's like a lot of these dudes, like the dudes in the league right now, like some of them, when they came up and like when they were balling in their like high school days, like it was LeBron, but most of them it was Kobe. All of it was Kobe. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I don't know, you look at like Kyrie, that Kobe was his dude. Like, Kyrie was the, when Kyrie was a high schooler, he walked up to Kobe, he was like, I could take you one on one. And Kobe's like, I like this fucking dude, he's crazy like me. Like, are you kidding me? This dude's fucking wild.
Like, it's like a psycho.
Yeah. And like Devin Booker, like Jason Tatum, like you gotta feel for those young dudes that like they finally got to meet their idol. They worked out with him. They tried to morph their game into what Kobe did, and then just to lose him like that, dude, like, it sucks, man. It hurts.
Just seeing the toll it takes on the NBA itself is pretty tragic. Like, Melo not playing in that game last night, like, it hits hard. And then I saw a bunch of clips of Melo and Kobe really early in the careers today.
Going at it.
And Melo was going at him. And that's just what Kobe brought out in people. Yeah. Like, that's what always was brought every night with Kobe Bryant.
For real, dude.
That's why he's put up on a pedestal. Well deserved.
That was everybody's Super Bowl when you got to go up against Kobe. Like, it was like, dude,
you had to fucking give it your all.
Exactly.
I got to show out, and then you still get sauced by like fucking 30 points. You're like, well, shit, I tried.
I scored 15, but shit.
That ain't bad.
That's because you know what Kobe's about. Yeah. Like, there's very rare people, like very few people, and it's very rare in the league that you come across a guy that like you step on the floor and it's like you know that like in order to even respect being this dude's presence and have the respect of him, period, you need to give 150% right now on the court. And there's like, and like to have a reputation like that, like you can't, like you can literally say that about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Think about it. He was 17. He went at MJ and said, like, I'm coming for you. Like,
yeah. And MJ was like, and like you said, MJ was literally like, this kid's psycho. I like him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and took him under his wing.
Kobe said, MJ said that, like, Kobe wanted to face him when MJ was in his prime because he could have took him off his throne. Like, you never know. I mean, shit could have happened.
Yeah.
Kobe was great.
There's so many good Kobe stories, but there's two that stick out to me. One, Tyler I Am on Twitter, best follow on Twitter. He works at Barstool. He was telling a story for their memorial podcast for Kobe. He was watching the Sixers final. When was AI? That, 2001? Yeah, versus AI.
Stepped over Lou.
Yeah, and he said game two, Rashard Lewis scored like 32 points. You know, 6'10", Rashard Lewis, power forward. Next game, Kobe guarded him, shot 2 for 10 at 6 points. It's just like... That's the Kobe factor, dude. Like, and that's the thing. Like, Kobe wasn't just a fucking one of the best scorers of all time. He's 9-time defensive first team.
Yeah,
tied for most all time. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Clamps, bro.
I think that on top of that, 14 all time NBA first teams. Period.
19 All Star games or 18? 18
All Star games, 5 championships, 2 Finals MVPs, 1 NBA MVP.
It's crazy he didn't have more MVPs to me. Like, it's just like, what the hell?
Like, I heard the one. I was like, are they right? Is that right? I fact checked it. I was like, really? I was like, we only gave Kobe 1 MVP. I was like, that's a shame.
Yeah,
that's
that is a shame.
Damn shame we only gave Kobe 1.
And that's they played a rerun the other night on SportsCenter. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was basically Kobe talking over a game in the playoffs versus the Spurs.
Crazy.
And it was fucking cool, dude.
It was like a detail?
Spike Lee directed.
A detail, yeah, basically. Yeah. Like, it was like Kobe on the court, he was basically mic'd up, and he was also just talking over it. Like, he was talking about how he's going up against Bruce Bowen. He's like, man, I like playing Bruce, dude. He'll always slap me on the arm, and he knows he ain't going to get the call, but that's why I like playing him. It makes me better. And it's just shit like that, dude. It was crazy.
Mama mentality.
Yeah,
dude. Always gets better.
And another awesome story was, this was somewhat recent. It was him and T-Mac talking to Rachel Nichols, and he was like, they were talking, and Rachel was like, if you guys played one-on-one, who would win? And then Kobe's like, oh, me, easy. And like, he's like, it's already happened. T-Mac's like, no, it didn't. No, yeah, it didn't. Going back and forth. And then he's like, 11-3, buddy, you remember. We could lace him up now, but you wouldn't want that. It's just like,
dude. And T-Mac just was like laughing. He was
yeah.
Like, he was like, yeah, you're right.
That's the thing, bro. Like, it's so much more than basketball. Like nah. The past few years, you saw him being like such an awesome dad, and like, and that's what really hits home the hardest, just because, like, it's just crazy, bro. Like, think about it. Like, just, like, imagine being his oldest daughter. Like, yeah. she lived her whole life with Kobe and Gianna there, and now just, like, just out of the snap of a fucking finger, yeah. Dude. Like, never get to see him again. Like, that's gotta hurt, man. And the fact that some fucking news outlet came out and was like, Vanessa Bryant, quote unquote, having a very hard time dealing with all this. It's like, yeah, no fucking shit,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like, what is that? Fuck
alone, like, that made me so mad when I saw it. I'm like, oh, really? Wow. Who would have thought she's having a hard time right now?
Yeah, exactly. No, I expect her to be happy and joyful. Yeah,
I thought she was in Vegas, actually, having a good time.
Spending all that money.
And that's another bad part about Twitter is when something like this happens, like, there's obviously 98% is like, dude, this is awful. Like, prayers to Kobe's family and prayers to the ones and And then there's the fucking burner accounts with 12 followers. They have no pictures of themselves on there. Fucking anime as their profile picture saying, like, oh, Kobe was a rapist. Kobe did this. Kobe did that. And it's like, dude, now's not the fucking time for that. Like,
no one cares that you're trying to be fucking whatever you're trying to be. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even know what you're trying to do right now that you're cool. I don't know. Just fuck off.
Yeah, like,
it's not funny.
And that was the worst part about it. Like, especially just because Twitter was the way everybody found out. Twitter was the first place that I saw people just being fucking assholes about it.
Yeah.
And the thing that really put it in perspective was that Jay Williams clip probably about 3 hours after it happened. He was one of the first people to speak on it. He dropped a hard S on SportsCenter like LeBron did during his speech last night. He's like,
quickly apologize too. He was like,
yeah. Apologize for that. He's like, if whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever shit you're going through, just put that in the past, man. Like, if you're going through some shit with somebody, just like, get over it.
Give him a hug.
You can give him a hug. And you saw that with Kendrick Perkins and KD. They were beefing 2 weeks ago, and then right after that, Perkins tweeted him, which I wish really didn't happen on Twitter. I wish it would have texted him.
That was my
thing. But I guess the argument went public, so it makes sense that the apology should go public
too.
That's true. But, you know, just he tweeted him. He's like, yo, I love you, bro. I'm sorry for what I did, and it's just like, I don't know, like, coming from a guy who's wrong a lot, it sucks to say I'm sorry and that I was wrong, and it's crazy to fucking just come forward and do that, so respect to Perk. It sucks, dude. It was literally one of the, like, the next morning when I woke up, it really hit. It was watching Stephen A., Jalen Rose, like, just reflect on everything, like, in their careers, because, like, think about, like, Stephen A., dude. When Stephen A. came up, it was Kobe. It was Kobe time, and, like, him and Kobe were probably pretty tight. Like,
he covered the Sixers during that whole run against the Lakers in that finals.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose, Kobe dropped 81 on his head. Have you ever seen that commercial?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I was
going to
bring that up. It's one of my favorite moments.
And, you know, I had just seen that, like, the week it happened. Like, I saw it on, like, Monday, and then by Sunday, the dude's gone. That shit is hilarious. Yeah.
He just stares at
him. He knows why. And it's so, like, he's like, hey, Jalen. And Jalen looks at you and goes, oh, no. He goes, hey, what's up, Kobe? It's classic. I mean, anybody else got Kobe memories or anything that stands out?
I do have to say something about Kobe, but first, I just wanted something about Embiid. Is that when Jalen Rose asked him, like, he said it was childish, that he said he was, like, feeling 69% ready. Then the next time, he's like, yeah, I'm feeling about 81% ready this time. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
That's a classic jab. Nice. But I forget the interviewer, like, whatever this was about, but it was someone asking Kobe or something like that. And, like, I literally don't remember. Like, I just remember, like, the one quote from Kobe. And it was basically, like, he said his only rule is that you can't talk shit to him if he was in the league before you were born or something like that. I was like, damn. That's some shit.
I mean, I respect that.
Yeah, like, that's just proof that this guy has just been doing this shit. Like,
a don.
Like,
a true don.
Yeah. He's playing against grown men when he's 13. Maybe. Like, what the fuck?
He grew up in Italy, too, so he was like, he spoke.
Six languages.
He spoke Italian, Spanish, whatever the fuck else. He and, like, we just saw him on ESPN a week before he passed away, like, and he slaps Luka on the ass, and Luka in his postgame interview, he goes, I heard somebody speaking Slovenian, and I turned around, it was Kobe.
Yeah, he's talking shit to him in his own fucking language.
Yeah,
he learned his own language just to talk shit to Luka in his native language. I was like, damn, that's
dope
shit.
I think it was Slovenian.
Yeah. Rachel
Nichols. Whatever you did.
Yeah.
Rachel Nichols asked Luka what he said. He's like, I can't say it. But,
God, that's some goat shit right there, bro.
My, like, one that this has been standing out to me lately, and I told you guys it before you, before we started recording, but it's just also Jay Williams. And he was talking about how when he was still playing, they're about to play Lakers at Staples, and he was like, you know what, we're playing Lakers, Kobe's there, like, I'm gonna step up, I'm gonna get there 3 hours before anybody else even has to get there. And so he gets there 3 hours before, and he walks in the gym, and Kobe's already there, full sweat, drenched, and he's doing like full game moves, like hitting the fadeaway, like, you know, like making the sound effects, everything. And he's like, oh shit, he's like, damn, Kobe's already here. He's like, fuck. So he laces him up, he puts in work for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and he's taking him off, and he's taking off his shoes, and he looks over, and Kobe's still going, just still putting in all that work. And so they played a game, Kobe drops 40-something, and after the game, Williams goes up to Kobe, and he's like, dude, like, you can beat us whenever the fuck you want. Like, what are you doing putting in all this work? And he goes, well, I saw you walk in the gym, and he's like, I wanted to show you that no matter how hard you work, I'm willing to work harder. And that's it. That's the Mamba mentality in a nutshell, yep. Man. And I mean, it showed. I already named off all the accolades, man. That dude was of a different breed. I mean, literally of his own breed. Yeah. Like, yeah. The Mamba mentality literally, like,
live on forever.
Lives. Like, and I like that. I know it sounds cliche, but like, man, like that was created by one man. It was sustained by one man, and it lives on. Not even just through basketball, man. Like, you saw soccer players throwing up the 2-4, Neymar threw up the 2-4.
Tennis players, golf players,
Tony Finau, like...
Dude, he just started his, like, second part of his life. He won a fucking Oscar. Like,
he won an Oscar, an Academy Award, and not to mention, he was the number one ambassador of women's basketball, like, period. Like, that dude, like, took it upon himself to push that sport forward, and, like, literally, for millions and millions of young girls, like, has made it more of an opportunity for girls to come up and make their platform similar to what NBA players have.
Just right. Building a platform for Jeezy and girls like Jeezy.
Exactly. Giving them opportunities.
To really give them a huge opportunity to put it out there and say, you know, hey, maybe girls can ball out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Eh? And not only that, also having the Mamba Academy to, yeah. I'm going to personally coach all of you to make sure that you guys get to the WNBA, yeah. So then we can really ball out, and then they'll know about us, and they can't ignore the fact that we're good, you know? And that's the shit that's just heartbreaking. That's like, what he's said and how he lived and, you know, everything we have of him, it lives on, like, just knowing that we don't have what could have been still. And that's what's heartbreaking, because like you said, like, just post career, he was even better, and he was continuing to get better.
He's a crazy human, man.
He had his own like movie studios. Did you guys even know that? Like, after he released that, after the fact that he won Academy Award, and then he's like, all right, now I'll start my own like movie studio. I'm like,
yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's gonna be crazy if he's in Space Jam 2. That'll be crazy, because that'll be like really the last time we see him on the court. And that MJ doc, when that comes out, we already saw that Kobe's got interviews and that, so that'll be pretty surreal at the same time. But
posthumous Kobe.
Yeah,
I wonder if he has like a lot of things like recorded.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's got to. Bro.
I mean, like, I'm sure, like
short film of the year for that Oscar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wonder how many short films he has.
Did you guys see that? It was that Deer Basketball.
Yeah, dude. It's
kind I never of watched it.
You gotta see that.
It's really cool. Man, it just
the one with I can't think right now where he's talking over the Spurs. That one was just crazy.
That was awesome. Was cool.
And that's the other thing, like that detail thing, like that Kobe started that. That's a Kobe product, and now Kobe does it, and all the greats do it. Peyton Manning does it. They have somebody for hockey. They have somebody for everything.
Yeah.
Now that's a thing in ESPN, like, and that's like a staple of the business, and that's directly from Kobe Bryant. Yeah. You know.
Did you guys catch the, like, Shaq, Ernie, Kenny, all them at Staples the other night?
That was tough.
That shit was tough, dude. Shaq talking, that shit hurt, man. Because, like, he said the last time he talked to him was when Kobe dropped 60. He's like, go out and get 50, and Kobe gave him 60.
3 years ago,
man. And he's like, I just wish I could talk to him one more time, you know? And that's the thing, man. Life's so fragile. Like, we don't realize it. We just go through our normal routine, fucking wake up. Fuck, dude, I don't want to go to fucking work today, which, I mean, even though I still don't, man, like... Gotta be thankful I can.
Yeah. At the same time. Mamba mentality.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facts, dude.
Deliver that salt
to fucking exactly. Toyota when it's supposed to go to fucking Honda, bro.
But, that's not my mentality, bro. You're just putting in more work. Load that truck back up and go to a different car dealership again.
I was sorry.
I had a little bit of Mamba mentality at work this week. We got busy again out of nowhere for like the last 5 months. We've been pretty slow, but this week was busy. All right, it's time to just fucking.
It's fucking my head down.
Fucking work.
Embrace it.
Yep.
Get after it.
And that's the thing, dude. He made hard work cool. Like, it was like, it was like MJ had like the silkiest moves. LeBron's the most powerful, but Kobe would outwork anybody. Mm. That was just like, that was Kobe's thing.
Yeah.
It was like, that's why Kobe was so fucking great. Few things before we wrap up here. Pretty much like the Jay Williams story you told, D-Wade told a story like that when they were at Staples. He said him and Bron just played Kobe in Miami, and it was like 2 in the morning. They get dressed, they're about to leave the arena, and they see Kobe out there shooting jumpers at fucking 2 a.m. by himself, just putting in work. And him and Bron suited up, went out and shot with him. And Kobe's like, you guys really trying to make this like a competition? I'm going to stay here longer than you guys. Like, that's not going to be a problem. Like, that's just the way it's going to be.
He was like, just stay over there.
Yeah. God, dude. It's just, you lose a legend in the game. But like we've said multiple times, you got to think about the families involved. Like, mm-hmm. And it sucks for the families that, aside from the Bryants, because obviously they got overshadowed, which is fucking horrible. Because, I mean, everybody's life's the same. In the grand scheme of things, everybody's life just means the exact same. We're all just tiny peanuts on this thing we call Earth. But it just sucks that, like, everything got pushed aside for Kobe, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, it very well deserved. There isn't a person on Earth that deserved it more. Like, and the fact that we're even talking about retiring his number league-wide instead of just certain teams doing it or whatever.
Changing the logo to
Kobe, which should happen. Like, Jerry West was good at his time, but something's got to change there.
Jerry West said that he supports it.
Yeah, and like Jerry West was the one who fucking sold the house to get Kobe on draft night.
Exactly.
And that's the crazy part. And he traded, who did he trade? Eddie Jones.
Yeah.
Eddie Jones, who went on to be a Hall of Famer. He traded Eddie Jones just to get Kobe Bryant more ticks. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And I saw him talk about it. He was like, we traded Eddie Jones. He was like, Eddie Jones was like, I don't know if all you guys know, but Eddie Jones is really good.
Yeah.
We traded him just to get Kobe, who was at the time was what, 18 years old? That's
the only man to have two numbers retired by an organization.
That's crazy.
And not to mention, like, he started that wave of, like, we can go from high school to the league.
Yep.
We can do that. Like, LeBron ain't doing that unless Kobe does that.
Dwight ain't doing it. Amari ain't doing it. Yeah. Like,
I think KG did it the same year.
Yeah.
So I think, just different things in so many different ways that he just impacted everybody.
Such an impact, dude. And that's like the biggest word for it is impact. Because like, aside from sports, like Kobe had such a huge impact on everybody. Like, I mean, you just like, I've never, like, I know I've said it, but I've never seen Twitter like that. Like,
no.
An hour after, there was 3 million tweets with the word Kobe in it. And it was like, dude, like the last like thing like this that happened, I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, Doc Holliday, maybe? Like, like that's not even near the degree that it was Kobe. And, like, no. Obviously everybody's life's the exact same, but, like, just the way it hit people, man. Like, we grew up on Kobe. Kobe was our life.
Yeah.
Dude, it did hurt. I didn't expect, like, when Brent said it, I was like, man, that's fucked up. But then you hear Gianna's on the plane, and then you hear there's 7 other people on the plane, like... Nah, fuck, dude. That's a typo.
I've said plane, I'm sure. Yeah. But don't even say that. It's because helicopters are like 86 times more dangerous than airplanes.
And that's the thing.
Pretty crazy.
And like, then the reports come out saying like,
not good.
The pilot fucked up or whatever. And it's like, dude, don't put that on the pilot's family, dude.
I heard he had like pilots. A shit ton of hours and shit, and it was just like super foggy. He was just trying to follow the interstate to like. You know, the interstate's the safest thing, because there's obviously no mountains on the fucking interstate.
Right.
Cars driving, then fucking clipped the mountain or something. I don't even know.
It was really foggy.
Yeah.
They said the LAPD, sky surveillance wasn't even out, because it was so foggy.
Yeah.
All emergency vehicles were grounded because of the fog.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. But it's very risky, but I mean...
This really put everything in perspective, though, for us. I mean, all of us being sports fans.
Even for more players, too, because now Kawhi said he's thinking twice about his helicopter trips now.
Yeah.
So. Damn.
Yeah. And it's another thing that was, like, just tough to hear was that, like, him and his wife had talked multiple times about how, the fact, like, we're not going to be in the same helicopter, like, at the same time. So, like, they had literally had a discussion of... Like
if one of us
like we can't both be in the helicopter.
Yeah,
that's awful, dude.
So
unfortunately, like happened with that other family because that wife and father were in the helicopter with them. And
exactly, and then
two daughters have no parents now.
And that's what's so it's unfortunate they never even had the chance to have that conversation.
Yeah.
So, just there's there I've heard it being said there's really no silver lining Like, there's nothing that, like, you can say that's like, well, at least there's this. Like, I don't know. It's tough with this one. This is, like I said earlier, this is really one of the, like, most heartbreaking, tragic things I've heard of, period.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing to really say.
If I had to try and find a silver lining, it's that Twitter, I feel like, has given up because I've seen, like, a million tweets about how no more GOAT discussion. Kobe, Jordan, yeah. LeBron, all GOATs.
Yeah.
And that's all it is now.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I was like, okay, I'm all for it.
I like that.
I'm with it. It sucked that it took Kobe to pass away for us to realize that, but hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, it does suck.
Three
GOATs. Like that. Because we've been hearing Kobe and LeBron, everybody say, like, hey, like, it's generational.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You would not compare
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is, I'd say, yeah.
Literally,
that
the one thing that you could find, maybe.
That might be it, yeah. And. Yeah, I guess that's really it. And the fact that maybe I won't hate on LeBron as much as I used to.
Yeah.
A lot more love going around.
Yeah.
A lot more love.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
I'm still not a LeBron guy, but it'd be really cool to see him go out and win a ship this year.
Yes, I agree.
Kobe's honor.
Yeah.
For them, like, and I'm very much on the side of professional sports are rigged, but if they're going to rig something, this should be the one.
Yeah, this should really be the one that they rig.
I tweeted 4 years ago, Lakers, Sixers, 2021 finals. Sixers win, so I was close.
Dude, if you were about to say 2020.
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, I said 2021. So close to my prediction. I mean, you still got next
year. Yeah, it's still good.
So that's what I'm saying. Lakers get it this year, then the Sixers can just win it next year. So that'd
be cool.
This one for Kobe next year. The Sixers get it for me.
I saw a funny Kobe gif where it was like him and... because it was like, they asked Doc Rivers about it, and he was like, I think the only way we can honor Kobe is by going out winning a championship. It was like a gift of Kobe's face, and he like literally just goes, what?
Yeah.
He's like, what? He's like, nah. He's like, nah. Because he's not a Clipper. He's a Laker. Like, that doesn't make no sense, Doc. Like, the story is the Lakers win this ship. And for the first time in my life, I might be rooting for LeBron to do it.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I know it's not really the time to like bring this up, but Kobe has so many good memes, dude. Like,
yeah,
the one where he's looking over the
yeah.
crowd. Like,
yes.
That one's fucking good. Like,
hey, man, you only get good memes if you're a GOAT.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, there's some... Like, I typed in Kobe Bryant my GIF thing, and I don't think I've ever seen more
dude,
results.
The one tweet that I saw, it was one of the really old famous basketball players from back in the day. And it was like Kobe looking for so-and-so when he gets up to heaven. And it was him looking over the line.
Dude, every time I see that picture, it fucking makes me laugh. And then the 1, 2, 3, 4,
yep.
5. And he's like, 5, yeah. Though, motherfucker. Like, hold him up.
There's the one, too, where Chris Rock's trying to, he's like talking to him. He's like sipping on his soda. He's like talking to him. He's like, Chris Rock's fucking the funniest man alive at that point. And then Kobe, it pans out to Kobe, he's just fucking blank face.
He does not even move.
Forward.
He just keeps breathing, just fucking
he's
staring at the court.
And Chris Rock's just smiling, he's like, oh man, he's not even listening to me, he doesn't even hear me.
Did you see Jonah Hill's post about it?
No.
Jonah Hill like wrote like a long thing about it, and he was like, he had like one pitcher, he said, and he was like, in his young 20s, he was just trying to be like a jackass, so it was just him and like Kobe's right next, and he's just like looking like a dumbass in the picture, and that was it, and, like,
oh
that was
God.
All it was.
It was like him and his brother sitting right there.
Yeah, and he got like really heartfelt about it, because it was sad, because he's like, my brother and Kobe are both passed away, and I was like, oh damn, man.
Yeah,
like,
he got
real deep, but I was like, damn, that's just a funny pitch, though. It's just him with the blank stare, and Kobe's just next to him,
yeah.
Like he doesn't know what's going on.
And it was like chubby.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
He was like early 20s, it was great.
But if there's one thing we learned through all this, it's keep your friends close, keep your family close, because you never know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could happen any fucking time. Mm-hmm. So, love you guys, love you boys, love
yeah,
the
love
listeners.
Boys.
Yeah,
love everyone.
Love.
No hate.
Yeah. No hate. Unless we're talking about the Cubs.
Unless we're talking about the Cubs.
And we'll be at
that. And with that, we are out of here.
He's the best player in the game. It's just that simple. There's nothing that Kobe Bryant can't do. He will defend your best player. He will shoot from the perimeter. He will get all in your mug. He will do whatever it takes. He is the most complete basketball player in the game today, bar none. He has an assassin's mentality. I said this when the trade went down, and I'll repeat it again. Who's starving more for an NBA World Championship more than Kobe Bryant? There is no one. This guy is highly motivated.
Separates Kobe from the pack.
More than Kobe Bryant.
There is no one.
Kobe doing work. 2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the court, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the fourth ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam. Do it for